You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Wednesday, December 8th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and unders to cash in. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR, fantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our picks and podcasts. It's free in the Apple Store and Google Play Store, so download that thing today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Wednesday, December 8th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick. And look.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. But no one touches Dundee.
Nobody touches Dundee. Look, we are having a blast here with this. Coming off a great day. I feel like I should just do this. Yes, we got a great college basketball lineup today for tonight, and I'm coming off a fire night. So that's why you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience 6 days a week. Pick Dundee, bringing you the heat. Yes. Look, sometimes after I had a tough night, I want to say it was like on Sunday, maybe. On the picks, but last night was one of those nights where I feel like things were hitting. We started things off Sacred Heart, Rhode Island. I was on Sacred Heart as a bonus lock plus 15 and a half points per game. I'm sorry, plus 15 and a half points. They covered that thing. Virginia JMU. Damn. I mean, was I on that or what? Huh? Come on. Just nailed that thing. That was an awesome game. Shout out to Virginia and Tony Bennett for playing the mid-major on the road. You rarely see it. So, yeah, that was awesome. And Vermont Providence. I was on the wrong side of that one. That one was a 10-point final. I think they were getting 7.5 or 8. So slightly wrong. But I didn't lock it up. I did lock up this one though. Florida Gulf Coast -4.5 against Florida A&M. They got this thing done. Easy cash, never a sweat, as they won by 14 and they were up by 14 at half. Furman Winthrop. This was a great game back and forth. I took Furman minus I think a point and a half, lost that thing, but I didn't lock it, so we're good. But the other locks I got to hit on: Brown minus two as they won against Merrimack by 20. Brown is really good in the Ivy League. I did lock up Oakland minus 1.5, and that didn't hit, but Oakland missed a wide open layup. They had the ball with 1 second underneath the basket, and they ran a great, and I mean great play. And the guy was wide open, gets the ball perfectly under the basket, misses the thing. But surprised Bowling Green was even staying in the game. I was wrong by a point and a half there, or 2 points, I should say. That was the only loss of the day, really. Texas Tech, Tennessee. I was on the wrong side of that one. That was a rock fight. Went to overtime at MSG. Texas Tech gets a much needed win there. I didn't lock that thing up though. I'm just going through. How about that Bradley Toledo game? That was a wild game. Toledo was up big all game. And then Bradley almost came back and won that thing, but Toledo made two free throws down the stretch to get the win. Jacksonville covered. No. They did not cover for me by a point and a half against Georgia. ODU. I did lock up ODU. That was easy. Minus eight against William & Mary. William & Mary's on auto fade. That was easy. I was on Navy plus five, which was brutal because it looked like it was going to be a push or maybe a Navy win, but they kept fouling under the final 30 seconds and George Mason won by six. Southern covered for me against Kentucky. East Carolina took care of North Carolina A&T. So look, my Pirates are sitting here now at 8-2. Kind of counterfeit in a way, but we'll see when they host Liberty on Friday. That's a big game in Greenville. So look, I was on the right side of Northeastern minus two against UMass. I mentioned I was on the right side of Southern. Southern played Kentucky well. I was on the wrong side of Michigan, Nebraska. I was on the right side of, I believe, Bucknell covered for me against Princeton. I was on the right side of Temple Vanderbilt. I even think I told you to sprinkle some on the money line. And then I locked up Belmont plus 2.5 on the road at St. Louis. They won by five. Just an overall great day. Charleston, I locked up Charleston plus four. They got it done against Tulane outright. What else? How about that Butler Oklahoma game? Shout out to Butler. Butler was depleted, absolutely depleted. Go on the road in Norman. Huge win for the Big East. Villanova took down Syracuse. I was on the right side there, and I locked up Eastern Kentucky plus 17. They only lost by 12 to USC. Kind of exactly how I forecasted that game to go. And I think that was really all the big matchups. So let's get to today. Fire lineup today, starting at 3:30. We get Coppin State, George Washington. Ended up going with GW minus seven. Don't like it, but that's what I ended up doing there. Chattanooga takes on UNC Asheville. I'm going to ride with Chattanooga. The Mocs have been one of my teams this year. They're 7-1. They're coming off a 21-point win against Lipscomb, and I'm going to talk more about Lipscomb in a minute here. But I'm gonna take the Mocs to get it done on the road in Asheville minus the eight. Ball State is catching 18.5 points against Xavier in Cincinnati, and I think you should take Ball State. This is almost lock worthy. Almost. It's not a lock, but I will put it in contention for a late lock. I think Ball State's good enough to hang with Xavier. They probably lose by 12, 13, 14, something like that. Lipscomb travels to Miami and they're catching 17.5 or 18. Shop around. I will take you to the land under this one. Let's go with Lipscomb plus 18. All right. Lipscomb's coming off bad back-to-back losses. I get it. And this is a big time, you know, ACC matchup, but I just think the spread. And if you look at Miami's performances against some of these smaller schools, Canisius, they win by 10. UCF, they lost outright. FAU, they won by two. North Texas, they won by six. I think Lipscomb's going to be able to hang around and cover. Give me this Miami to win by 10, something like that. I think the line's off a little bit. Tennessee Tech taking on Western Carolina of the SoCon at Western Carolina. Surprised to see Tennessee Tech a favorite here. I'm going to ride with Western Carolina, sprinkle some on the money line. Lafayette, Delaware. This is one I went back and forth, but I remember watching Lafayette a couple times this year. Haven't been impressed, so I am going to lay the points in Delaware, even though I wouldn't go much higher. I'm laying 12. Niagara, Eastern Michigan. This is a nice matchup. This is actually a decent matchup. I know they're both 3-5, but I think they're probably a little bit better than their record indicates. They've had some aggressive scheduling going on. I'm going to take Eastern Michigan at home to get this win. If you had a chance to watch this Eastern Michigan team, I kind of like this team. They got a couple guys, Monty Scott, their guard, keep an eye on him. And then, Bryce McBride, the other guard, I like both of them. I'm going to take Eastern Michigan to get it done. -1 at home, Penn and St. Joe's, little battle of Philadelphia here. St. Joe's laying 4.5. Man, I went back and forth on this. I ended up going St. Joe's. I think they're the more talented team. Penn's kind of taking a step back this year. Give me St. Joe's, but this one should be a decent game. Central Michigan, Youngstown State. Youngstown is laying 12 points. And I get it. The Penguins coming off of a couple impressive wins against Green Bay and Milwaukee. However, I think it's too many points. I understand Central Michigan's just 1-7 and they've been horrible out the gate. I just think it's too many points. Give me the Chippewas on the road in Youngstown, Ohio, +12. Wofford laying 4.5 against Gardner Webb. You know what? Let's go to the land down under and lock up Wofford on the road against the running Bulldogs. I like Wofford. I know Gardner Webb's been somewhat decent, but I think Wofford's going to get it done on the road at Gardner Webb. Hofstra hits the road to Stony Brook. They're laying 5.5. This is an NC Nick lock. He got it at 4.5. If it was 4.5, I would probably lock it up too. It is a fringe lock. I'll put that and Ball State as fringe locks on the slate here. Jacksonville State travels to VCU or travels to Richmond to take on VCU. They're catching 8.5 points. VCU, I'm going to ride Jacksonville State to cover it. I don't know why. It's mainly because I feel like some of these mid-major matchups, VCU has had some narrow games. So they've escaped, you know, whether it was the St. Peter's 3-point win, they lost to Wagner outright. I do think VCU is going to get the win, but I could just see it being a little closer. They've just been coming off of a 4-point win against Campbell. I'm going to take the 8.5 and the Gamecocks. Canisius travels to Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky is a team that's really struggling, but I feel like some of that has been through scheduling. They both have been bad teams thus far. I'm going to lay the 6 and ride with the Norse, in Northern Kentucky here. St. Francis American, St. Francis PA, that is hitting the road down, going down to DC to take on them. AU, I'm going to lay the 4.5 points, shop around. I think they get the win against American. Alabama A&M at North Alabama, one of the worst games of the slate, I would say. North Alabama has been solid though. I'm going to lay the 8 points in North Alabama. St. Francis Brooklyn traveling down to St. Peter's, or I don't know if that would technically be down, but St. Peter's is laying 13. Too big of a number for me. Too big of a number. Give me St. Francis Brooklyn, I guess. Marist at Binghamton. This is when I was going back and forth on. I went Marist. I don't feel great about that one. Samford, Alabama State. I did go Samford. SoCon represent. Holy Cross, Fairfield. I vowed not to take Holy Cross again. However, I think I should change this. Actually, the more work I do and realizing this, I need to go back and change this. I am going to take Fairfield. And as we talk right now, I am going to go and change this thing because I told myself I wouldn't take Holy Cross again. I think they're an auto fade. And I sat there and said, man, 14 points. And a lot of these smaller conference games, 14 points is a ton. You almost don't have enough clock. However, give me Fairfield. I'm switching. UMass Lowell in Boston, BU. This is actually a decent game here. Boston's laying 5. Man, I went Boston. Both teams are good this year. I think this is good. I don't know. I'm this is one I need to think about. This is one that you got to just say, and let me see if I can see if there's any other lines out here on that game. But, that's a pretty good matchup we got there. Let's see here. Boston. Yeah, it's 5. I went with Boston. Wagner's getting 8 points or 7.5 at Penn State. I'm going to go Wagner. I think Wagner might be a live dog to beat Penn State. Penn State's not very good so far this year. Quinnipiac at Dartmouth. I ended up going Quinnipiac, but that one's an interesting matchup. We know Dartmouth beat Georgetown earlier in the year. UConn, West Virginia. That's one of the better games, and I will lock it up. UConn got players out, multiple starters out. I'm going to take West Virginia -2.5, and I think Sean McNeil is going to be back for the Mountaineers. Loyola, Maryland, St. Bonaventure. This is when I thought about taking Loyola, Maryland. I thought about maybe should I? I ended up going with the Bonnies, but 17. You know what? Give me Loyola, Maryland. I'm switching this thing. I think they hang around just enough. They win by Bonaventure wins by 15. All right. Indiana, Wisconsin. This is a great matchup in the Big Ten. I'm going to take Wisconsin -4. 4.5. Actually, I think it's 4.5 across the board now. I wouldn't go much higher though. Give me Wisconsin to get the win. North Florida traveling down to Gainesville. We saw what happened when Texas Southern just upset Florida. I think Mike White's had time to rally the troops. And I think normally I would probably take North Florida +26.5, but I think right now, give me Florida. They're going to make a statement. New Hampshire and Bryant. This one to me is an interesting matchup, and I think it might be. You know what? I am going to lock this up. Let's do it. Let's go to the land down under. Let's lock this thing. I like this New Hampshire team. I caught them against Marquette. They're getting the wrong team's favorite here. New Hampshire gets the win at Bryant. You heard it here first. Missouri State, Little Rock. I ended up taking the 14.5 in Little Rock. I also just read some news that Little Rock will be part of the Ohio Valley in the coming year with college basketball next year, essentially. So leaving the Sun Belt, Evansville, Southeast Missouri State. I ended up going Evansville -1. I don't like it. Arkansas State, Arkansas Pine Bluff. I did lay the 11 with Arkansas State. Pine Bluff's also one of these teams. I feel like, that you just got to fade. You just got to fade right now. Utah at TCU. This is one of the better matchups of the night. TCU -2.5. I'm going to ride with the Horned Frogs, but huge game for Jamie Dixon here. Huge game. Buffalo, Western Kentucky, great mid major matchup. This is an awesome game. One of the better games on the slate tonight. I'm going to ride with the Bulls. They got to win one of these close games. I'm thinking it's going to be here against Rick Stansbury's bunch. UT Rio Grande taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Texas A&M, don't look now, but Texas A&M Corpus Christi played them December 1st, 1-6, and now they're home. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is 7-1. I repeat, Texas A&M Christy is 7-1. Keep an eye out on them. I think they're going to get it done. They're just laying 2.5. Give me a 3 or 4 point win, 5 point win at home. Dayton travels to SMU. Awesome matchup. The Flyers are red hot right now in the A-10, coming down to the AAC and down there in Dallas, taking on Tim Jankovic's bunch, which has gotten better. Nice, impressive win against Vanderbilt. I am going to take the Flyers with 4 points, sprinkle some on the money line. IPFW is taking on SIU Edwardsville. This is kind of a, I'd say I went IPFW. I went with the road favorite, laid the 2. Eastern Washington, Colorado, Eastern Washington catching 17.5 points. This is almost lock worthy. Give me Eastern Washington plus the points. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that one. That's fringe lock play right there. UMBC catching 6.5 against Georgetown. Georgetown had a tough, like I mentioned, they lost to Dartmouth. They've had their struggles all across the board. Making me worry about, and they have injuries too. The Hoyas have some injuries. So I actually am going to take UMBC plus the 6.5. Sign me up for watching this one. Cornell travels to Virginia Tech. Blacksburg, Virginia Tech coming off a bad loss, but don't look now, but Cornell's 8-1 in the Ivy League. And hey, this Cornell team has some solid wins. They beat Colgate. Colgate's a good team. I'm going to take the points in Cornell. It's too many points. Hokies get the win by, I don't know, 10, 12. Cornell gets the cover. Utah Valley travels to Southern Utah to take on the Thunderbirds. Nice little matchup going on in Cedar City, Utah. And guess what? Let's lock up Utah Valley. Plus 7 on the road. This is a great matchup. Air Force. Now, speaking of great matchups, 7-1 Air Force. One of the surprise stories in college basketball right now. Shout out to the Falcons. They're hitting the road. They're taking on Montana, a winning team from the Big Sky. I like Montana. I like what they've been doing over the past few years. They've had some tournament berths. However, I think right now I'm going to take the points. Give me the Falcons plus the 7, 7.5 on the road. Give me the Falcons. South Dakota State is traveling to Idaho, where normally you don't like to lay 22 points, but Idaho is bad. I don't know. You know what? I might still take the 22. I just feel like at what point do they take out the starters? What point? Idaho has had, what did Idaho do in some of these other games? I mean, they got their ass kicked in a lot of games. However, you know what? Give me the 22, I guess. The tough times in Moscow. Drake at Omaha. Drake's laying 20. I know Omaha's terrible. I'm taking the 20 points because I'm assuming Drake will lay off the gas. All right. Utah State, BYU. This might be the best game on the entire slate in Provo. BYU's laying 6. I'm going to take the points. Don't love it though, because this is an awesome game. This is a tournament style feel to this game. I guarantee you when you watch this one, the crowd will be lit. Sign me up for watching that one. Marquette travels to Kansas State to take on the Wildcats, or travels to Manhattan to take on the Wildcats. K-State laying 2. I'm going to take K-State, but I wouldn't go much higher. I think I got mine in at 1. K-State -1. But yeah, that's the play there. Towson travels to Columbus, Ohio to take on Ohio State. Towson coming off a nice win against Kent State. Give me the 15 points in the Tigers. Ohio State gets the win. Michigan State, Minnesota. One of the best stories in college basketball this season has been the Minnesota Golden Gophers. They're undefeated. This game's being played in the barn. Sign me up for the 7 points, even though Michigan State's been really, really impressive this season so far. So I can't wait to watch this. I'll be honest. Cannot wait to watch this one. Should be exciting. Well, I mean, cause what I know, they only beat Pitt by 1, Minnesota, and it was like a buzzer beater. However though, I mean, come on, this is pretty, that was an impressive win against Mississippi State. They went down to the Asheville tournament, won that thing. It's been impressive. Ben Johnson, they were projected to be last in the Big Ten. Sign me up for watching this one. All right, folks, we got more games on the slate and I'm going to get to them. But before I do, I want to tell you that the college basketball experience is brought to you by Tick Pick. Yes, college football's championship weekend is behind us, but get this, bowl season is almost upon us and there's no need to exhaust yourself searching all over the internet for tickets to see your favorite team play in their bowl game this winter, because Tick Pick, that's Tick Pick, TickPick, is the original no fee ticket site. And I mean, how great is no fees? All right. The only one you'll ever need to go to for all tickets, it's NCAA football, college basketball, whatever you want to say, NFL concerts, anything. I can tell you this. I mean, we got the Rose Bowl right down the street, considering maybe going to that thing. We're going to look at Tick Pick because they get rid of those service fees. And that's a huge deal. Like, look, I get it. I'm supposed to read this ad, but I really believe that is a huge deal. I took my wife to a baseball game this year and I paid, it was our first ever baseball game for her. So we went and I paid for like front row tickets, but the service fees were ridiculous. Ended up spent like $100 in service fees. So visit Tick Pick today at tickpick.com/SGP. That's tickpick.com/SGP. They guarantee the best prices on all their tickets. So, do that. All right. Back to the college basketball slate. We got Fresno State, San Francisco. This is a good one. And guess what? Fuck it. You know what? Fresno State's too good. The line's off. San Francisco might get the win. 9-0 San Francisco against 7-1 Fresno State. Give me the Bulldogs to cover the 9, though. Give me the Bulldogs to cover that 9. Idaho State and Cal. Idaho State's not very good. Cal seems to be playing pretty good ball now. I'm going to lay the 13.5 with the Golden Bears. Don't feel great about it, but I'm going to lay it. Wyoming travels to Arizona. This is an awesome game. One of the best stories in college basketball. I think we've touched. I just said this about Minnesota. I said this about Air Force, but I also think you got to mention DePaul. You got to mention Iowa State. You maybe even mention Arizona, who's playing in this matchup. But I think their team that they're playing, the Wyoming Cowboys, 8-0. What a start. Despite them losing Marcus Williams to Texas A&M, their star freshman from a season ago. This is an awesome matchup, and Tommy Lloyd, what he's done at Arizona, has been pretty amazing. Wyoming's catching 16.5 or 17 right now. And although Arizona's looked fantastic all year, you know what? Give me the Cowboys to stay in this game a little bit. Let's do it. Weber State travels to Washington State. The late night lineup is really good here. Weber State's catching 8 in Pullman, and I think that's way too many points. Weber State's undefeated. They were good last year. They add Kobe McHugh into that bunch, the Marquette transfer. 8 points against Kyle Smith's bunch in Pullman. I'm going to take Weber State. Sprinkle some on the money line. Seattle and UNLV. This is a fun matchup. One of these great stories to talk about is Seattle. Yes, they're coming off a bad loss to VMI, but before that they were 7-1. So they're 7-2 now, and their lone losses are to Washington State and VMI. Those are pretty good schools. UNLV, early out the gates, Kevin Kruger looked to be doing all right. They've been kind of losing it a little bit lately, and this is a big game for them in Vegas. Give me Seattle plus the 4.5 to bounce back. Cal State Fullerton travels to San Diego State. San Diego State was in it for the first half against Michigan before second half, Michigan just put it on them, grabbed a 14-point win for the Wolverines. So does San Diego State bounce back? And if so, can they win big against Cal State Fullerton, who's 500 in the Big West? I'm going to take the 13.5 in Fullerton. I think San Diego State wins, but give me a San Diego State win by like 9 or 10. All right, I think the line's a little too big, So let's have some fun there. That I think does it for the slate. I'll be back tomorrow. Once again, we'll go through the locks here. We're gonna lock up Lipscomb getting 18 points against Miami. Right, we are going to lock up Wofford laying 4.5 at Gardner Webb. That's 2. We are going to lock up West Virginia minus 2.5 at home in Morgantown. That's 3. We are going to lock up. Where was this? You know what? I'm going to bite on Eastern Washington plus 17.5. That's 4. I'm going to bite on Utah Valley plus 7 at Southern Utah. That's 5. I'm going to bite on Fresno State plus 9 at San Francisco. That's 6 locks right there. Weber State plus 8 at Washington State. That is 7 locks. And if you want to, so those are the 7 that I feel good about. If we had to throw in a couple others, I think we consider Ball State. I think we consider Hofstra. I think we consider, where is another one here that I feel decently about? I think we consider Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I think we consider Cornell getting a big number against Virginia Tech. I think we consider Air Force, and that's it. That's it. That's all I'm going to give you away. All right, let's have another money night, folks. Remember to subscribe to the College Football and College Basketball Experience. 2 separate feeds. All right, this is the College Basketball Experience. We talk college basketball year round here. Well, over there, we talk college football year round over there. Subscribe to both. Tell a friend and grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. With that, you'll get all of our picks and podcasts. So do all that. Let's have some fun, people. Coming off a Monday night, let's let that keep rolling. All right. Give me a follow on Twitter at @TheColbyD. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. Check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast as well. We're talking college basketball, college football year round, every sport, fucking motocross, everything in there. So let's do it. This is the College Basketball Experience. Wednesday, December 8th style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.